my god,
it's
wait.
Okay.
I think we're good. Yeah, okay. That was so good.
Yeah.
I'm really sad our mics are muted for the Dang it. It's fine. We're gonna keep that in, so it's just us opening up on
laughing.
Pure laughter. Hello.
Hi. First official episode.
Yes.
We're all warmed up from our intro episode.
Yeah. We're ready. This mm-hmm. is Friend Crush the Podcast.
Yes.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alex.
And we are friends who had friend crushes on each other yeah. and now are actual friends
yep.
who are very similar and who want to talk about a lot of things.
All the things.
Quite literally all yeah. of the things.
I mean, we have lists. My son, Isaac, got sick and then I got sick and then it just felt like 2.5 weeks of not seeing anybody. And then That's plus, true. Like, I feel like our work schedules are now, like, they're ramping up. And so it's yeah. harder to be like, oh, yeah, let's just go for a walk and go get coffee. Yeah.
And usually I, like, to be fair, I track your constant move on Find My Friends.
Same.
Like I do with all my friends. But yeah. And you have a good routine. So I can expect mm-hmm. you to be in certain places at certain times. But yeah. usually, like, you and I would at least run into each other at Temple.
Yeah. What are we talking about today? What do we want to start with?
Instagram break.
Okay.
Okay, so we both took 3 weeks off
yes.
of Instagram
mm-hmm.
for multiple reasons, probably.
Yeah. I had never taken a break from Instagram, literally ever. I was one of those people who did not have an iPhone when Instagram came out, and so all I wanted was Instagram. Like, all I wanted was an iPhone, and all I wanted was to, like, be on this app. I ended up getting it, like, way later. And so I had literally never taken a break from it. I just loved it so much.
It's a great app. It was. Okay. I'm going to preface. It was a great app. It still kind of is.
It is. There are back still, like, elements of that.
Yeah. But I think you and I probably loved the era of From Where I Stand.
Yes. And, like, things in the air and like, you know, holding your coffee cup in front of a cool mural or in front of, like, a beautiful sunset. And, like, that's what I want to be taking pictures of. Literally have been taking pictures of my sneakers on the sidewalk since high school. Like,
as we
back when I just had Flickr.
Whoa.
Yes.
You had a Flickr?
I did. Like, and I was very active. Like,
I was going to say,
my entire first Project 365 is on Flickr. Still.
I do. I wish Flickr would kind of
come back.
Yeah,
it was kind of pure. Like,
it was,
you weren't on there, you were just on there to, like, post photos and there is, like, a community element to Flickr. I didn't ever care about that. I just was here's a place to put all my pictures,
and that's what Instagram was for. But that's funny you'd never taken a break. I usually, if I go through like a breakup or something where I just don't want to see people,
yes,
I delete it. I'm just like, I'm over it. And I'm really good about not checking during that time. But then this, like, last 3 weeks, I was like, oh yeah, this is needed. Yeah. I like not having it. It takes the pressure off. It just kind of suck. And we'll obviously talk about this, but it did suck to, like, have people who don't necessarily live close to me
yes.
and I had no idea what was going on in their life. Like, they could have gotten engaged and married in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. I have cousins who live in LA and Orange County who I don't get to see a lot. Well, actually all of my cousins are spread out, not just the ones in LA and Orange County, like Napa and even, like, back home in Fairfield, and I don't see them very often, but we connect over Instagram of, like, seeing your daily rhythm of life, and it was really cool. And not having that, I was like, I miss seeing what my, like, cousins and nieces are up to.
Yeah.
And then also, like, being sick and, like, not being able to physically go out and see people because I don't want to infect other people with a cold.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah, I was like, I guess I'm in hiding now. Like, it was good for me to, like, be that isolated, but also it was hard.
I mean, I probably did a lot of things mindlessly still. It just wasn't Instagram, but it was nice to not. It was nice to take a step back and really think about, who am I missing? We've talked about this.
Yes.
Who do I miss, like, actually, like, seeing their life? And obviously Instagram is whatever you make it. It doesn't have to be what you or I think of it. But
that's true.
For me, I was kind of like, I probably follow people just because I feel indebted to them because they follow me.
Yeah.
There's people on there who, like, maybe I don't talk to actively.
Uh-huh.
And, like, people who I'm like, do I really, like, am I still going to, like, but, like, want to see
be
actively?
Invested in
yes, that's a better way to put
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
This morning, I had, like, a couple minutes, and I just sat down and just unfollowed. I think I unfollowed almost, like, 200 people.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot. But how many people were you following?
Uh-oh, I might do that math wrong. I think I was close. I was like 900 and maybe a little over 950, somewhere in that range, give or take 20. Mm-hmm. And then I think right now I'm at 8, or maybe 100, maybe 100, or 130.
That's still a lot of people.
Yeah, but I'm still, I feel like I want to do maybe another quick swift.
So keep going. This is going to be really harsh to say. What I did when I logged back on is I literally, as I was scrolling and I would come across people's content, mm-hmm. I was like, if this doesn't, so first of all, if this doesn't speak to me, or if I feel like I'm just following you because you follow me back, like that is not a true connection on Instagram. You know, like mm-hmm. if we just follow each other, but we never interact with each other's posts ever, then I'm going to unfollow. And so I actually went through and I muted a lot of people who I was like, I want to still like follow you and maybe be able to check in when I want, but I don't necessarily want you in my feed constantly. And then I unfollowed. First of all, I unfollowed a ton of brands that I was following.
That's something I did too. I was like, I don't need to.
I don't even follow that many brands, but I was like, I do not need more pressure to make my life look a certain way or make my photos look a certain way. This is like so weird that there's this pressure, but there is.
Brands, I think too, it helped. Something that I noticed, and I knew it was gonna be very different, not having Instagram, was my spending habits. Because I follow a few, a lot of like of clothing brands that I do genuinely like. Mm-hmm. They just so happen to be very expensive.
Yeah,
that's something my mom and I always like send to each other is Free People posts of stuff that she thinks I would like.
Yeah,
stuff that I like that I will just send to her. And I was like, I know for a fact that if I'm not seeing this constant stream of clothing, that I'm not gonna buy it.
And that's been the crazy thing is like before this fast, I was like always on stories, which is the thing I miss the most. Like I'm at home most of the day with a toddler. And sometimes I'm like, oh, okay. I feel like talking to someone. I'm a verbal processor. Mm. And like talking to camera is a very easy way for me to be like, this is this thing I'm thinking about right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like typing it out. I feel like actually talking to someone, the internet.
Yeah.
And so like that's like a weird way that I use Instagram. But I missed that while I was on my break, but it's so weird. I thought I was going to be like over-storying. I thought I was going to be like posting 17 million stories to my account, and I've like barely been on it. Like I've barely mm-hmm. been kind of like documenting my life, mm-hmm. Which is like maybe a good thing. I know I want to like do a little bit more of it, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was a good break.
It was.
It was necessary. I just needed like a reset of why am I even here? Do I really need to be so obsessed with like growing my following? It feels like no.
You and I both work for a social media marketing company.
Yes.
I think for businesses, it's more important. But for obviously. You and I, mm-hmm. It's not as much of a concern, I think, as it was for me like a year ago. It's also to making sure you build connections and a community around what you're doing.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I get this many likes per photo.
Yes.
Which I'm like, articles I've been seeing about VSCO, how that platform is really thriving as a social media platform is because people don't feel pressure. And so they just share whatever they want.
Yes.
And it's almost more of a creative dump than a curated.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah. Why can't Instagram be that way too? I think it's just a mindset.
And I guess it can. Like, and that's the thing is we have these like weird ideas of what rules on Instagram are, but the reality is like it can be whatever you want if you divorce yourself from the expectation that people are just going to give you hundreds of thousands of likes mm-hmm. or people are just going to follow you because you're posting whatever you want. Like, if you use and approach that app as like, this is how I want to use it, mm-hmm. then like you will be happy regardless of what the outcome is, hopefully. But if you're like obsessing over engagement, what your engagement rate is and what your growth is and how to like get more followers and use the right hashtags, if you make it about that, then you're going to drive yourself crazy because like there's, you know, huge accounts that barely get 100 likes on a photo. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is nowadays. So,
but like, not to belittle what that could be for a business.
Yes.
Like that is very important is try like your engagement, using the right hashtags, whatever. Like, that is important for your business. But if you're a living, like, if you're just breathing a person, like, you're not a business that your whole value is going to be wrapped up in how many yes. people you reach.
Yeah.
For business, that is important. For people,
but like, and that's no. the thing is like figuring out like, yes, I still want to like blog. I still want to write. Mm-hmm. And I still want to like make videos on YouTube. I still want to have a podcast. All of hey. These like creative things. Yeah, yeah. I still want to do these creative things, but I feel like maybe, hopefully this doesn't fade away. Oh, but no. hopefully like this feeling of I'm going to just do and create the work and that's going to be it. You know, mm-hmm. like whoever it reaches, it reaches. Hopefully it inspires somebody or helps someone. Mm-hmm. But like, that's all I can control.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to, like, keep reaching for this weird, unattainable growth, you know? Like, yeah. if it happens, it happens, and that's amazing and cool. And I will never be, like, ugh, another follower. I can't believe it. I'm never going to, like, look at that with disdain. But yeah. I'm also not going to, like, obsess over it.
Yeah. I like, receiving, what's the word for it? I use it as like a creative input. Like I love looking at something. What I used to do on stories was mostly reposting like older.
Yes. All of your like inspiration. And
yeah. I yeah. love collecting. That's a better word. I love using Instagram to collect inspiration for me personally. And back in the day, I loved sharing like my photos. And I yeah. realized when I was on this break, I did not take photos. I mean, we did our second a days, which we should take it before we leave here.
Yes.
That might be my second now. Wow. If you let me. But
yes.
But I don't take photos as much as I did back when I was like in high school, even in college.
Same.
I would constantly take photos of yeah. anything I saw. And it slowly turned into, I'm going to take this photo to post it, as opposed to I'm taking this photo because it's a good photo.
After all of this, I want to get back to that, because for a long time, I was also just like trying to figure out what photos I was going to take a photo in order to post it. Mm-hmm. Instead of just taking photos, and if I find one that I really love, sharing it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's a much healthier way to approach. Yeah. And I feel like that, well, that was like the original intent of the app.
Yeah.
And I'm just weird about, I'm very nostalgic about that.
Of like, I am too. I was following a lot of the same regurgitated ideas, and I was mm-hmm. like, okay, well, who's doing it in a way that I like to view it, or yes. how I like to receive it? Who am I?
Who's really like sparking that yeah. inspiration in you?
Yeah. I don't want to spend my whole life looking at an app. I'm exactly. going to have to limit what I intake. Yeah, and I want to yeah. make sure it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. It's like, is this worth my time? And it can be. I don't know. It's a double-edged sword.
It is.
Social media.
So one of my new boundaries is I am really trying to get my phone out of my room at night.
Yes.
Because I don't want like my phone to be the last thing that I touch and the first thing that I touch when I wake up and go to sleep.
I know that that's my situation. And so, but you saying it like that just makes me really uncomfortable.
I've been like really convicted about this the last like week or so. I know that this is like a habit that's not really great for me. So I'm trying to like keep my phone somewhere else and trying not to like reach for it immediately upon waking. What I really want to do is kind of just like, I don't know, my new boundary with it is I would like to be most active during nap time, and that way I'm
good
being like fully present as a mom. Hmm. And then I can like be like, okay, if I have something I want to post, maybe not even maybe like that's when I will compile photos and videos from the mm-hmm. day and put those on my story. One of the things I really loved was just like sitting on the couch with Izzy and just like tickling him and just like playing with him and just like literally having that like mom moment.
Mm-hmm.
And not feeling like, oh my gosh, this is a really cute, I should like prop my camera up and like capture this. Like, I don't want to cannibalize every single part of my life just because it's adorable. Because like I understand that that's cool to share. I would love to have those like physical memories mm-hmm. of them, but if I can just take it off of my mind of like, I need to share this immediately, I can document what I want to document, and then I can put it out on the internet when yeah. I want to.
And it can be for you too. I mm-hmm. saw this great, I saw the headline, I read part of it, I didn't read all of it. I don't want to be talking like I read the whole thing, but I did see an article that was like, is taking a photo stealing the moment? Okay, so here's the gist of it. Was it was posted in a photography group, and everyone was like, bruh, this is the wrong crowd to do this to.
Not
like,
to us.
We're getting paid to do this. It was all, it's our all job mostly,
to capture the moment.
Yeah, it's all mostly, I think, like, wedding photographers. But it was, mm-hmm. does taking a photo of everything you're doing steal the moment from you or steal the moment from whoever you're experiencing it with? Yeah. I did, again, didn't read the whole article. Maybe I'll find it and share it or something, but.
Ooh, we can put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I saw that article and I thought it was an interesting thought. And I was like, yeah, it's again, double-edged sword of I want to capture it to keep it, but also I want to be present. It's this really fine line. It is. Very fine line.
And there's no rules about it. Like,
That's also true.
You got to just figure it out.
Yeah. Do what you... So what this conversation is just do what you want. That's what we're going
to
do.
Do what actually makes you happy. Don't do what, like, everyone else is telling you to do, I guess. So, like, if growing your following is making you happy right now, then keep doing it. Yeah. I was just really
burnt out over it. And that's super valid for people. Yeah.
Just for us. I've just been trying to do it for, like, 2 to 3 years, and I was like, I'm over this, man. Like, I'm over getting upset.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see... this is obviously going to be a tangent. Did you see the new Taylor Swift documentary?
I did, and I was hoping you would bring this up. I literally, like, January 31st.
Wait, before you go, I have not seen it, so no spoilers.
Sarah Akiyama.
I know.
What?
So I told you last night, my sweet, sweet friend Jenna had invited me over to watch it the night of.
Yes.
And I can't remember why I couldn't make it. I think something had come up, and I ended up missing their start time. And every time I go on Netflix, it's the first thing that's for me. It's the very first thing. And I know it's for me. I know Netflix knows it's for me. But, and you know how if you linger on a title, it'll play the trailer?
It'll autoplay.
Or you won't auto, like, or if you're scrolling through browse, if you, like, click it, it'll start to autoplay. But I have only gotten to the point where it plays the trailer. So I've seen the trailer. And I know it's going to be amazing. I talked to a couple days after it came out. One of my guy friends has met her, which I need to introduce you so you can tell her. Oh, it's so good. He has a great story. He went to a 1989 secret session. It's a great story. I'll have to introduce you and force him to tell you, but I asked him, I was like, is it good? And he was like, oh, it was, he's like, I watched the day it came out. And I was like, dang it. Like, I'm really missing the boat. Prefacing that I have not seen it. I fully intend to. I have seen the trailer as much as any person could. So just letting you. So how was it? Do I need to watch it as soon as we're done?
I think so. Okay, first of all, my only con is that it's an hour and a half. I would have loved it to be 2 hours, maybe more than 2 hours. That.
It's only an hour and 25 minutes.
Yeah, it feels very short. Yes. Because I would have loved more. Let me put it this way. It is a very, feels like a very candid, very humanizing view and portrayal of Taylor Swift. So backstory, I have pretty much loved Taylor Swift since her first album.
You're OG.
I didn't know about her before her first album came out, but like Picture to Burn and Should Have Said No, like those first two singles, those were the first two singles I heard. And I've loved her ever since because I was like, this is country music? I can do this.
Oh, yeah. That's
like, granted, I know it's country pop. Like, don't come for me. I understand. But, and that's all I ever needed is country pop. We're also the same age. Like, she's about a month younger than me. So I always feel like.
Really?
Yeah. She's 1989, girl. I have loved just watching her progression of her songwriting and of her music. I'm a huge fan. There was a couple of years when Reputation came out that I was very bitter and I did not like her. And then I finally watched the Reputation tour when it came out. I was like, you know what? I feel like Taylor Swift is missing from my life. I'm just going to watch this concert. And then I was like, she won me over. I am fully on board again.
We have the opposite story.
Yes, we do.
Completely inverse. So I loved to hate Taylor Swift. I loved her in middle school when they would play her songs at like our rallies. And like I loved her classics. I loved Our Song. Picture to Burn was good. I didn't know the words. I love Story. Great music video. Yeah. You Belong With Me. Great. That was, I think, when I was in high school, maybe beginning of high school. Mm-hmm. And I liked her singles. I got to a point where I was like, oh, she is annoying me. And couldn't give you a real explanation of why. Mm-hmm. I couldn't justify my thoughts, but I was just like, there's something about her I can't do. Whatever. Complete inverse, got tickets to Reputation via my friend. I was at work. I think you and I were, no, you had left. I think you're on maternity leave. Mm-hmm. My friend had called me while I was at work. And that is not normal for someone to call work for anybody who's on the floor. So my boss was like, Sarah, someone's on the phone for you. I thought I was getting tracked like down by an agency or something. And I pick up the phone and it's my best friend Paige. And she's like, Sarah. And I was like, what? I'm at work. And she was like, my mom and my sister are like sick. I have 2 tickets to Reputation. Can you come? I was like, I'm off at like 5. Like, I sure, whatever. I'm down. It's free. Like, I don't like Taylor Swift, but if it's free, I'll go.
I'll
like,
go.
I love you.
Because you so will go to like any concert that you can.
That is very true. So I went and we got there. We missed the opener, which I was kind of glad about. I honestly couldn't tell you who it was. And I was fully ready to just hate on it. I was so excited to be the only person in that audience that could be like, boo. And I wouldn't boo her, but we got there and I listened to some of the album in the car. Mm-hmm. We listened to her old stuff. I did love 1989.
It's a great album.
It was my senior year of high school. I have it on CD. It is a great album, but it's also when she kind of went really pop and people were starting to go away. And I went to Reputation. I walked out a firm believer. And if you watch the Reputation movie on Netflix, you can see my point. Like, and ooh, it's not Taylor Swift at all. It's very, I can't even describe it. It's very heavy compared to regular Taylor Swift. Yeah. But when I went, she really puts on a great show. She's a very good performer.
Yeah.
And in the Kanye Kim versus Taylor Swift feud, I was always like, yes, Kanye and Kim, like, Taylor Swift a snake. Like, yeah, I was one of those people. And then when I went, I was, like, in the middle of the concert just kind of, like, crying. Like, she's just a normal girl who, like, didn't ask to be involved in any of this. Like, I really felt for her. I was like, she just didn't want any of the drama. Like, she's just trying to live her life.
She's just trying to write songs.
Yeah.
I was, like, sing her music. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah. And so I was like, there's still parts of that argument where I'm like, yeah, she kind of looks bad. But I was converted instantly. Reputation became, like, there's some songs where I'm like, I couldn't tell you the lyrics.
Yeah.
But a good 75% to 79% of that album is really good. New Year's Day, hands down, I think the best song she will ever write.
I resisted that song for so long. I was like, no. That song still pops into my head randomly. And I start like humming it and it's
she beautiful. Performs it at the end. Or, I mean, I haven't seen the movie because I'm not ready to relive that experience, the Reputation one.
Excuse me, what?
Because I lived it. I lived it. I don't have to.
Wow.
I know one day when I get really like in my feels about her, I will watch it.
You need to watch it.
I know. I think I skipped forward to the part where she sings All Too Well and then I stopped. That's all I gave myself. Wow. Which was like enough. But she sings New Year's Day. Then I think she mixed it at the concert I went to. I don't know if she does.
Long Live.
Yes. New Year's Day, I was like, whoa. And I listened to it, like, on the record, and I was blown away. I loved it.
It's still beautiful.
It's just so simple and so classically beautiful. And it really plays to her strength.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's the album, like, closer, I think is very well done and thoughtful. But I was sold. And I love Getaway Car.
That's a great song.
I think that is one of her most lyrically amazing songs, personally. But I was sold after Reputation. And then you and I both had made complete switches where I was like, I love her, and you were like, I hate her. And then Lover came out and you and I both were like,
I'm ready.
Yeah, we both were so set and just ready to go on Taylor Swift. The documentary, because I asked my friend that had watched it, like, what is it about? Is it Reputation? Because Reputation, the concert's been done. He was like, it bleeds from that into her creating Lover.
Yes. It like opens during Grammy nominations of the Reputation season. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then after that, it goes into her writing the album Lover. And it's like mixed in with like flashback pieces of like, and like sourced interviews and just like footage of her, I guess, when she was younger, like home videos.
That's good.
And then like a couple of interview moments where she is talking, like someone is asking her questions that we don't hear, and she's sharing her thoughts about, you know, whatever. And it's like just done really well. It's it all comes together really, really well.
Yeah.
There is a big emphasis on her like taking a political stance and like finally deciding that she is gonna talk about it. And so she kind of like goes through why she's never done it before and then why then she decided to do something. And you get to watch her in some very real moments, like discussing what she's about to say with her dad. Wow. And I think, like, her agent and, like, her mom is, she's, like, literally crying. She's, whoa, like, and so the thing I loved about it is I feel like we have a similar personality. Like, I am the kind of person when I get really passionate about something, I'm, like, and I don't feel like I'm being heard, or I feel mm-hmm. like someone is trying to, like, stop me from doing this thing that I need to do, mm-hmm. I will be the girl who, like, starts crying. Like,
literally
that,
me.
That is, like, my immediate emotion is not, like, anger and explosiveness. It's, mm-hmm. like, I need to cry because I'm feeling something so intensely right now. And she seems to be that way as well. And I was like, oh, girl, I get you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the same way. Yeah. I understand. And so, like, I really enjoy someone whose work I love to then also be like, oh, I feel like also as a human, I would connect with you in that way.
Yeah.
Not just with your songwriting, not just with your work, and not because you're, like, fun, but,
yeah,
like, I really feel like personality-wise we would click.
That's how I feel about Lorde. I remember the greatest, not to completely derail, but one of my greatest compliments I have ever received was my uncle, Sarah, like, I think you and Lorde would be really good friends. And I busted out crying and I was like, thank you. And I completely believe the same thing. I'm like, yeah, I think me and Lorde would be really good friends. If I got the chance.
I see that.
Oh, yeah.
I see that.
I feel like
you guys just have this, like, artsiness about you.
She's way too artsy for me.
No, I mean, I don't think so.
But she, like, yeah, she's a lot more, like, I read Joan Didion in my free time. And I'm like, I'll watch the Joan Didion documentary on Netflix.
We're kind Meanwhile, of... I'm like, who's Joan Didion?
Oh, girl. We'll get into that in another day. She's a... Okay, never mind. I won't get into it now. But to see... If they did a Lorde documentary, I'm sure I probably would feel the same way. Like, oh, I would could totally,
oh,
really...
Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm scared to watch... Not scared, but I'm apprehensive to watch Miss Americana, because I feel like I would feel this really deep connection and it would be unrealistic. But... Mm-hmm. But also, we're going to see her in, oh my God, June or July?
July. End of July.
End of July. And you and I are the same. We're like one section away from each other. I think we're the same row.
I think
so. I want to say we're the same row. But, like, I'm going with our friend Jenna, and then you're going with your sister and...
My two sisters, and yes, then my friend slash my one of my sister's best friends. Cute. Does that make sense? Like, she's my friend too, but she's my sister's best friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All my sister's best friends.
If it's going to be my youngest sister's first concert.
What?
I'm, like, so excited.
That's going to be...
We have to travel and everything. Like, it's in LA. We have to go down there.
It's a new stadium.
Yeah.
And I think she's the first woman to ever open an NFL stadium, I think, in history.
Yep.
Let alone this one.
Uh-huh.
She's the first performer at this one in the NFL to open a stadium.
I know.
She was like, oh, God, yes.
I'm seriously so excited. I have been, like, on such a kick, too. Like, I'll go through my moments, like, when Lover first came out. Ooh, it was all I was listening to.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, oh, now I just want to listen to all of my favorite Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, then I took a little break, and now I'm just back on it. I'm so ridiculous. I have, like, four artists that I listen to, and that's kind of it.
It was good. It was a nonstop
thing. Such a good album. And I really hope. I don't know if it got nominated for anything or if it's like.
It was. It did not. I don't think it won anything. Which
right, because Billie just like swept.
Yeah. Which, that's her moment.
Yeah.
But Taylor Swift will.
I feel like we all know that Lover is like one of Taylor Swift's greatest albums.
Oh, for 100%.
Yeah.
And Lover's a song that is going to. It's a very timeless song.
Yes.
And even if you don't like Taylor Swift, you have to admit that if you listen to it without any bias, it is a very timeless mm-hmm. song that you're going to hear maybe at a couple weddings. And like,
oh, you will for sure.
Yeah. And
that's like that Ed Sheeran song, Perfect.
Ugh. That's sorry, I didn't mean to audibly groan.
Okay, this is one thing that we disagree on. You dislike Ed Sheeran. I love him.
Okay,
I like him as a strong word. I really like his work.
I like him as a person. I think it's really cool. He took like a year break and burned his foot in Iceland. That's a great thing. That's a great experience for a human like Ed Sheeran to have. But I personally just don't. Maybe it's just his fan base. I just don't like his fan base. That's probably what it is.
You know what? It might be. I have no idea what the fan base is. Like,
they're Cheerios.
Oh, no.
That is. Yep. And I mean, I could be wrong.
No, that's terrible.
But I'm 99.95% sure.
That's awful.
It's all teenage girls. I'm like,
I mean, yeah.
I told this, I think, to Shen or to your sister last night. I was like, as a former teenage girl, I know. I know we all have better taste. I'm probably just going to get maliciously attacked by a real
Cheerio. By the Cheerios?
Yes. The Cheerios are going to come for me. I know it. But, I mean, I like... I can't even. I can't.
You're just, like, split. You just don't... There's it just like doesn't a, do it for you.
There's maybe two songs by Ed Sheeran where I'm like, those are good and I will listen to them on my own time. Mm. Hardly ever am I going to pick out listening to him. If A-Team comes on when I plug my iPod into my car and it autoplays, I will listen to it, but I'm not going to, like, go out of my way to listen to that Perfect. Or what's the other one that all the weddings play? There's another one. I think it's Perfect.
It's Perfect.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, there is another one. I can't remember.
Maybe that's why I don't like him, is because I hear that song constantly. If I'm shooting wedding or attending,
that's true.
It's always playing. There's so many things out there.
There's lots of sappy songs out there.
But also, it could be personal, whatever, it's fine.
Do you?
Yeah, do you. I'm not gonna just, like, trash your decision to listen to that song if it's personal for you. I can't do that.
Yeah.
What about, okay, maybe to, like, wrap it up, three things we're loving.
Oh, okay, three things I'm loving.
Yeah. I also have one to go to start if you... Okay. During the Instagram break, I was like, I'm gonna read more. I read 1.5 books, but it's still more than I would have done if I...
It's more than I did on my break.
Yeah, so I read... No, I just read this one. It was... it's called Educated by Tara Westover.
Yeah.
Have you heard about it?
Yes, we've talked about it.
Yes. So it's about... It's a memoir about this woman who was raised by survivalist Mormons in Idaho. Idaho? Ooh. Yes. Yeah. And she never went to school. They never used formal medicine.
Oh my gosh.
I think she, like, pretty much had to teach herself how to read. I think maybe her mom taught her how to read. But it's her desire for something more. And it's, like, her life with her family. Mm. And she ends up... This isn't a spoiler. It's on the book jacket, so I'm not spoiling anything. But she ends up going to Cambridge. She becomes a Harvard Fellow.
Wow.
She ends up in undergrad doing Brigham Young. And in the book, and I think it might be in the description of the book, she was 17 or 18, and she never had any high school education. So she, I think, fibbed that she had a GED. She said that she was homeschooled, and they said as long as you can pass... Like, if you take, like, the ACT entrance. And then, like, an entrance exam, I think you can get in. So she got in, went to Brigham Young, couldn't afford it because her parents kind of, like, let her on her own after she decided to go to school. And she, like, has to work to get these scholarships, and then she goes to Cambridge. But it's more than just her education. It's, like, her relationship with her family, mostly her brothers and her dad. And it's... You read it, and every time I would finish a chapter, my body would be physically tense. It's very intense, like, her life. And she notes, too, that some things could be misremembered, but she, like, right. I think a lot of it is from, like, her journals. And she, in the footnotes, she'll write about how she double-checked with her brothers on facts, and they had different things, so she'll include that, too. But but still, some of the things, like, I will say there's a lot of insane, like, accidents with serious injuries that happened in this book.
Yes, this is one thing that you've told me, that there's, like...
It's just insane how much this woman went through. They would be... I can't even describe. There's, like, multiple like burns, fires, car accidents, head injuries. It's crazy. Like, oh, but it's so good. And I finished it, and the last... It's always, like, the last page of the book that I'm just like, whoa. The last page of that book is so beautiful, and I think I might read it again. I lent it to a friend so she could read it, because her and I both were wanting to read it. But that's one thing I'm loved and I am loving, is that book was really great. It's New York Times bestseller, and people say it's, like, essentially canon now, like, is one of the best books probably.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So highly recommend.
I'm gonna add that to my list. I love memoirs, usually by funny women. I don't know what it is about me. I like to keep things light. I feel my feelings are very intense.
Yeah.
That, like, I need to keep things light. Otherwise, I, like, feel the heaviness too much. Anyway, mm-hmm. I did not think about what I'm loving because I was so interested in your story. But I do have something.
Sorry.
Okay. No, I remember something. So I was at Target last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. And... Wait. I came across some stuff on clearance, and so I picked up... There's this brand. I don't know if you know it. It's called SW Basics.
No.
It's a super clean beauty brand, And I've been, like, thinking lately, like, I don't know. Do I really want to, like, jump into the world of clean beauty? Because I feel like it's a slippery slope.
Oh, yeah.
It's too much. So I think I'm going to, like, dip my toes in and, like, see if I can find maybe, like, a better choice. Maybe not, like, the best, most cleanest option, but, like,
there's a lot out there, though. So.
Something better.
That's not too far out of reach.
Than, like, you know, I don't know.
Like skincare or makeup?
Well, so skincare is something that I'm, like, barely diving into. I turned 30 last year, so I'm, like, really, like, girl, you gotta but take also, care of that skin.
Also, if you know Alex, you would never guess, so.
Oh, thanks. So, anyway, there's this brand called SW Basics. I found out about them on a podcast years ago. Ooh. Looked them up. They're very pricey. Really? And so that's one of the things that I've always been like, oh, this is, like, really great ingredients, looks beautiful. I can't pay $12 for an ounce of product, or it's probably more than that. Found it on clearance.
Okay.
It's this face oil.
Ooh.
And I was having this, like, weird flaky dry skin moment.
Oh god, girl, same.
From the winter. And I was like, I probably need, like, some heavy moisture. So I wish I had what this is. It's got, like, lavender oil and some other oil. I think there's a little bit of tea tree oil in it, maybe. It is so lovely. Mm-hmm. I just, like, it comes in a little dropper, and I just, like, put that oil on, and I let it sit, and I feel, first of all, it, like, cleared up the weird dry patches on my skin, which was amazing.
Oh my gosh, don't tell me that, because I need that right now.
Oh, it's fabulous, and I am now, like, okay, I will spend the money on this thing because I love it so much that I'm just going to keep buying it once I run out.
Yeah.
Sad story. I dropped, like, half of it into the sink, like, the day I opened it. And I was like, no, my oil, my expensive oil. It's okay.
You got it on clearance, though. So
I did. It's so good.
It's almost justified.
Yeah, it is. It's like, okay, at least it wasn't full price. At least it wasn't full price. But that's, like, that's for sure my first thing that I've been loving.
Okay. So, how I said I was on Facebook for concert tickets.
Oh, yes.
I scoured, relentlessly researched, found someone selling tickets to this concert in San Francisco. It's a band called Dr. Dog.
I don't know it.
You can look at me like that. It's fine. I get it. But so, great story. They were originally 35. Resale was, like, going to be 50 plus service fees, which is, like, $70.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, I want to go. My mom was like, I'll go with you so you don't go alone, because she's down like that. Mm-hmm. She's great. And they sold those $51 tickets sold, and then it ended up being, like, the only ones left were, like, 80. And I actually had tears. And when I say that, I know I say that a lot, but I really did. And I texted my mom. I was like, Mom, I can't believe it. Like, they sold out. So, long story short, I scour the Facebook event page for people selling their tickets. And I'd almost gotten scammed a couple weeks ago. That's another story. Another story. Yeah, I knew it was a scam. Unfortunately, a little bit too late. Luckily, I didn't give the money or information, but I found out I was getting scammed after I agreed to buy the tickets, and I had to flake out. So I found this girl. I did heavy research on her. Heavy, heavy research. She was real, so I was like, I feel good about this. She's selling them for face value. So I ended up getting them for, like, super cheap. The day we wanted. They're doing Dr. Dog's doing a 4-night run.
Okay.
At a venue in San Francisco. It's the last night, so hopefully it'll be a really good show.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to them a lot, and they were definitely a band who I'd been wanting to see live, and that opportunity had not come about until now.
Yeah.
And so now I've just been kind of listening to them to make sure I know enough songs, so when I get there, I don't feel completely dumb. Now I do, so.
You're on a kick. Mm-hmm. That's what Brandon and I call it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, my second thing is actually a piece of clothing. It's this jacket. So, I went to Freestyle. I don't know what it was. It was, like, a day. We'd had kind of a hard week. I was like, you know what? I need to, like, go shopping. I had sold some clothing to Freestyle.
Yes.
Like, months ago, and I still had money on a gift card. So, I was like, let's just go, and let me see if I find something. I found this. It's, like, a chore coat, I think, is what they would call it. It's, like, an oversized cotton coat jacket. And it's, like, this beautiful olive green color, and it was, like, practically brand new, and I was like,
it is beautiful.
I spotted it, and I was like,
you're like, this is,
and I tried it on, and I was like, I need this. It's not anything I would usually buy, because it's, like, a little bit oversized and long, but I think that's nice. Like, I don't have a jacket like it, and I've kind of been, well, I've been trying to wear it as much as possible if this like wind and cold would just go away. I would feel more comfortable. I would be warmer, but it's adorable and I love it. It's like my, I'm trying to dive into more like thrifting and secondhand clothes shopping.
Oh, good for you. I know.
It's such a struggle. Like, I love going to the mall and I love like new clothes. And then I'm like also online and like online I've talked a little bit about sustainability. And so it's this like whole thing of like, can you be sustainable if you're not buying secondhand? And it's, anyway, I'm trying.
You can. There's a lot of sustainable brands out there, but they're also very expensive. Pricey. Yeah. They're very expensive.
And so it's from Gap, so it's not even like a sustainable brand. It's just beautiful, and don't come for me because I got it at a consignment store.
Yeah. I want to cut down on my waste, but I can't say but because that sounds terrible, but I...
No, it's like you have to reach this like point where you're like, I'm going to do it because it takes commitment. It's not easy.
But I also shop. I work in retail, and so I'm constantly surrounded by clothes, and most of the time I will buy it in the store, and that doesn't involve too much waste, but I was listening to somebody talk about how like even like shopping online and returning it is waste.
Oh,
which I was like,
so many, I don't know what they do with it, but a lot of companies don't even put that stuff back out on the floor. Not every company, but some companies, like I probably the lower end, like lower quality stuff, if you like return it, they're just donating it or sending it off somewhere. They're not even but even to sell it.
Like I'm thinking more so along the lines of packaging and like
packaging and shipping and just all of those costs. Ugh.
Yeah,
it's tough,
but yeah,
but I'm trying.
It is a gorgeous, I do need a jacket like that, so
freestyle.
Ooh, okay, I think I got one.
Okay,
I am very into ceramics. And we went to West Coast Craft. It's a giant craft fair in
San Francisco.
They did one in San Francisco, but they're usually everywhere. But we went to San Francisco, and there's a maker that I really liked that was there. And I saw her booth, and stuff was gorgeous. But I found a lot more. And so just to name a couple of local ones, I think there's in Sacramento. Oh, God, I'm going to butcher her name. I know it. A Cherie. It's like Sherry, like in the French, but it's E-C-H-E-R-I ceramics.
Oh.
I'm getting really, I just found her and she's, her stuff's really cute. It's kind of different and I really like her stuff. And then Victoria Blake Ceramics, A Cherie Ceramics. Those are two local that I can think of. There's Super Fun. I don't know if that's like, that's her handle, but I don't think that's the name of her business.
I love that.
But I've just been really into ceramic goods. Mm.
Okay, my last one is, I mean, it's new to me.
Uh-oh.
So, I don't know if I was telling you this earlier. I have never fully watched Parks and Rec before.
I know.
So, like, at our church, it's like, that is the show that everyone loves. I've never seen it before. I have made it. What? Well, wait. So Brandon and I made it through all but the last season. And then on Friday, he had a gig and I was home alone. And I was like, he had given me his blessing. FYI. Like, I am not watching a show.
I can see Brandon being like, you can watch it without me.
No, he legitimately texted me. He's like, I've been thinking about this and it's okay if you like finish Parks and Rec without me. Oh, I was like, an angel. Cool. Yeah. So I've started watching Parks and Rec, or like finishing Parks and Rec, and it is just so freaking good. Like, it's talk so about a show good. That has you just like laughing out loud.
Yes.
It is so good, and I feel like it's one of those shows that I'm going to want to rewatch.
Oh, it
probably like as soon as I finish it.
It is.
So yeah, haven't finished it yet. I've
What season are you on?
The last season. I'm like, oh,
where they jump 3 years ahead?
Yes. And so like I have qualms about how they do that in New Girl. So I don't like the way they do it in New Girl. So I was a little apprehensive about the way that Parks and Rec would handle it. But so far, they've handled it wonderfully.
It makes sense.
It does. Like, it makes perfect sense. I am fully on board. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it. And
it's really well done.
I'm loving it. I can't wait to finish the show.
Parks and Rec. And The Office is a great ending too, but it's not like the original.
Yes, you know, The Office loses a lot of its luster in the last season.
I like the last season, but
it's like fine, but it's not the same because
it's a good ending though.
It is a good ending.
It's a great ending, but Parks and Rec, I think is a perfect ending. Like, and I'm not just saying that because you're like watching it right now and I want you to be excited. Mm-hmm. I do, but it's one of those ones where everything wraps up perfectly. It's like very beautifully satisfying. It's very so satisfying. And I mean, I don't want to spoil it for people, but there are characters who do leave in the middle of the show. Like,
right.
They do play that very well.
I and, think like, so too. Like, I think they've handled the departures well. Very well.
Yeah. But Parks and Rec, it's because everyone's carrying their own weight, it ends very well. Like, it's
I'm so excited.
It's very well done. And the way that the, at least I'm talking just the final episode, the way it's structured is very well done.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good. It's really good. I'm excited.
I'm really into finales of things.
Oh, same.
So, like, my favorite song of, like, any musical is probably going to be the finale because it's just the culmination of everything.
Yeah.
And so, like, I put a lot of weight into how a show ends. And so, like, I don't think I'll be disappointed, but...
I don't think you will either. I think you're going to love it.
Ugh, I can't wait.
Okay.
That's wow. it.
So speaking of finales, that's it. That's Whoa. Our first episode.
We did it.
We did it. You can find us at, okay, let's do Instagram, Friend Crush Podcast.
Friend Crush Podcast. The podcast is called Friend Crush.
Yes.
So Friend Crush Podcast.
Yes. Also shout out to Kelsey Anderson who did our amazing logo.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with it. She's amazing.
At Milk Legs on Instagram.
Yeah, she's great.
Go follow her.
Yeah, please follow her. She's amazing. Wonderful. She did a great job. You can email us. Mm-hmm. Email us like anything. Just give us anything. Yeah. You can email us if you've met Taylor Swift, email us about it.
Oh my gosh, tell us about it.
Yeah, I just want to hear
if you need
Taylor
to berate Sarah into watching the Taylor Swift documentary. Please
if you like Ed Sheeran,
yes.
Try to convince me.
If you are
me.
A Sheerio,
convince me to like Ed Sheeran. You can email us at heyfriendcrush@gmail.com. You can find Alex at tinted. Is it tinted underscore green?
It's tinted underscore green. Yeah.
Oh my god, I would have felt so bad if I didn't know that.
Well, it's okay. Like most people, just say hey tinted green, and if you like just search tinted green, I will pop up. There's some man who owns tinted green who never posts, but whatever.
Not I like the underscore.
It. Yeah,
I do. So you can find her at tinted underscore green.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Sarah Akiyama.
I'm spelled not... like it sounds, literally.
No. The guy at Guitar Center where I bought our mics, this is so off the topic, but I watched him. He said, what is your last name? And I said, Akiyama. And I saw his finger, capital O. And I was, as I was spelling it out for him, and then I saw him do a bunch of backspaces because he realized his mistake.
Wow.
So it is not like how it sounds because a lot of people will take that. It's A-K-I-Y-A-M-A. And it's Sarah with an H because how else are you supposed to spell it? But you can... find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
You can subscribe. You can review.
Yes.
You can give us 5 stars if you want to. We
Please
would love
do.
If you did.
Yeah.
But we will see you hopefully next week.
Yeah.
Yes. Enjoy this. Keep crushing it. And we'll see you
next time.